We pray. Lord God, hear us. Help us to hear you. Amen. Once again, from various parts of this country, servants of the Lord have come together here at ILC to organize the work of the CLC. Congregations give up their pastors for a week. Laymen use their vacation time. In the business world, boards get together in the hope that they can gain more money for their companies. In the CLC, boards get together to decide how to spend the money that we have. But of course, there's more to it than that. Here on campus, the Board of Regents is discussing the work of ILC. They'll be looking at various policies that impact your education. In addition, they will discuss bringing new people into the faculty and staff. Elsewhere in Eau Claire, the Board of Doctrine meets to discuss issues that pertain to the teaching and preaching that is carried on in the CLC. The Board of Mission meets to discuss the spreading of the gospel in the United States and in foreign countries. The Board of Education and Publications meets to consider better ways to provide educational methods and materials to the people of the CLC. And the Board of Trustees meets to discuss the allocation and distribution of funds to the various boards of our church body. On Wednesday and Thursday, representatives of all of these boards are going to come together in what we call the Coordinating Council to do what the very name suggests, and that is to coordinate the work of the various boards, the work of ILC, the work of missions, the work of education and finances. The question is, why do they do this? What do they hope to get out of it? Well, listen to the words of Paul to the Thessalonians. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming? Since the opening of school this year, I've been discussing with you the topic of hope. We prayed that this would be a year of hope at ILC. We've seen that our hope rests upon the grace of God in Christ Jesus. The words of Jeremiah 29:11 have given us confidence that unlike the crumbling towers of the World Trade Center, our hope will not crumble to the ground because it is firmly fixed on the unchangeable thoughts of our God. We have a future and a hope. So far, we've been talking mostly about hope as a personal thing. We focus on what it means to us personally. However, the hope that we have is not only directed inward, it is also directed outward. This is a hope that we want to share with others. We want them to have this hope also. The Apostle Paul told the Thessalonians that his hope was to see them standing in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ when he comes in glory. And so it is for these leaders of the CLC who are coming together here. They're making sacrifices to come here. They're spending long hours in deliberation. And it's all being done because of their hope. And what is their hope? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming? So yes, they are working to ensure that the Word of God continues to be taught in its truth and purity here at ILC, for one instance, so that when Jesus comes again, they will have the joy of seeing you standing in the presence of God. Likewise, these leaders pursue mission work in the hope that people elsewhere in this world, among the many nations of the world, will be standing in the presence of Christ. They encourage education among the congregations and the allocation of money for the same hope. Of course, all of this would be futile, worthless, if it were not for the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. I've said it before, I will say it again. Jesus is our hope. He is the one who has removed all hopelessness. He has removed the sins that make us hopeless. Hell is a place of total hopelessness. There is no end to it. It's absolutely eternal. There's no glimmer of hope. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. It is only a place of unending agony, shame, and despair. That would be the inevitable destiny for us, no matter what the boards of the CLC did. It would be our destiny had it not been for Jesus himself. Jesus taking upon himself the sins of all of us, being condemned. And so he has taken away our hopelessness. Listen to his cry. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, and am not silent. By suffering this hellish experience, Jesus himself saved us from that kind of anguish. Just as he died and rose again, even so we will rise from our graves, not to hopelessness, but to eternal glory. This is the hope of the CLC. This is the reason why the boards get together and spend their days working together, and then go home and they continue their work as members of the boards. It's because the work that we carry on in the CLC and here at ILC is proclaiming this gospel of hope. For what is our hope? Or joy or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you? In the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming. Let us sing of this with hymn 264, verse 1 and verse 5.
but if we see any high school students and